There was always a purpose why you went somewhere. You just didn't wander off because you had nothing to do. Or that you were bored. We have so many bored young people today. And, oh, I'm so bored. I don't got nothing to do. I'm so bored. Yeah, it's so unheard of. It never happened. Never happened to me. There's just no room for boredom. Yeah, you just didn't have time for that. The days were full. Days were very full. And it might have been repetitious, the things that you did. But nevertheless, each day was full. It was meaningful. And still today, if I don't have anything constructive to do today, I feel, what's wrong with this picture? You know, I feel like I should be doing something. And so my mind is still going, and you know, once I should be doing this, I know I should be doing this. And sometimes the body's not always cooperating. I think I'll go and have a nap for a while. I procrastinate a lot today. Oh, what would you think? But my grandmother used to say, even in her old age, she used to talk about, if you're feeling sick, don't allow yourself just to lay there and wallow in it, you know. And she's, of course, she's speaking in the language, right? You know, if you allow yourself to just lay there, then you become just, you know, lazy and you are giving up on life. Get up and, you know, it's difficult sometimes to get up in the morning. I guess this is when she was getting older, and I heard all the other old people talking like that too. It's difficult to get up in the morning, but you have to make yourself get up. Get up and get moving. Once you're up, it's like you've made that first step, and you'll feel better. Next thing you know, you're busy doing something. But if you're just going to lay there and say, oh, I'm so tired, oh, I'm achy, I'm this, I'm that, then you're giving in. And no, that's a no-no. You don't do that. You fight it. And the old-timers years ago, I used to see a lot of them. They were very, very independent. They were really up and moving and self-reliant. And as old as some of them were, they were still able to get out and see old people down the beach gathering wood for their fire, and with a cane, they're walking around with a cane. And I used to see an old lady always, every day in the summer, walking along the beach, packing that big basket on her back and gathering wood, piling it for, you know, later use. With her cane, she'd be walking along the beach, gathering driftwood. She didn't go and expect someone to come cut my wood for me or bring me wood or, you know. She was self-reliant. So a lot of the older people were very, very, very hard work. They were used to hard work. They were used to doing things for themselves. And that has become different now too, you know, that there's more resources or more help for people that are getting on in age, and more services for people. In a way, it's good. Our elders need that service today. But it's there now, whereas it wasn't there before. But thinking back on, you know, how resourceful the older people were, the elders, back in the day of my grandmother, you know, it was, they never sat down. They never said, come and do this for me or do that for me. They did everything to the best of their ability. Hard work. It was a lot of hard work. But that was the lifestyle. It was acceptable. It was good. And I think today that it's really difficult to bring the two, the youth and the elders together, for the elders to share with the youth the kind of lifestyle they had and how hard it was for them growing up, and or the expectations maybe from the elders to the youth that this was how I grew up and it was hard. It was, you know, we worked hard, we were resourceful. And to be saying that to the youth that have totally different outlook in life, sometimes I think can be hard on the youth, the children. It's like you're judging them and where they are today. And I think it's really important to just share your history and how you grew up and what times were like when you were growing up and what times were like in my grandmother's time, and the stories that I hear about how things were in my great-grandparents' time. It was totally different lifestyle. And in order to honor the youth today, we need to just share that history with the young people, with our grandchildren, that this is how it was, and it's good for them to know all that. That's history. But not to condemn their lifestyle today, because it's totally different. It's a different world. But one thing that never changes is the respect for one another, whether it was that lifestyle and how they lived and where you came from. That's where you came from. That's your roots. That you respect that. That's history. That was my great-grandparents. And it's a good thing. But to also be able to move in a different direction in life, that you can be proud of the work you do now. Like my grandchildren, they're gone off to university, they're learning different things. They're hardworking young people. I would not expect them to live the way I lived when I was growing up, or that they should be doing things like the way my great-grandparents did things, because that'll never be anymore. Nevertheless, it's important for them to know that history, our history, which was never really documented, was never really, there's nowhere that says, you know, to show them this is how it was. But I think it's important for them to know. And those same kind of rules and guidelines needs to apply to young people, no matter what they do in life. That respect is the most important thing. That boundaries, other people's boundaries, to respect people no matter what color or race or who they are in life. That, first of all, they're human beings. That they are just as important as you or anyone else. And that you treat them accordingly. To live in harmony with nature and every living thing. To be respectful to everything around you. To be always, just to respect who you are as a person, but not to be boastful of who you are. It's be yourself. Just do the best you can in life and not to put yourself above anyone else. Oh, I'm better. Or to be judgmental to other people. That was our teaching. That was the life. It's not so much teaching, but you lived it from the time you're little. To treat other people this way, to treat the animals this way, to treat life this way, to treat the universe this way.